investigate them for what they listen to. I say to you, sir, you will be the one that burns in hell. You will be the one that sits there while I'm up in heaven with God going, waddle-dee-laddle-waddle-dee-laddle-dee, because we were created in his image. And that means if I'm here telling jokes, God must tell jokes. He probably goes up to St. Peter and says, hey, St. Pete, pull my finger and watch my robe below. And I mean no disrespect, because I was brung up in a religious family. Every Sunday, my mama dragged me off to Our Lady of Inadvertent Flatulence, where we'd have to listen to Reverend Felcher. And I learned the ways of the Lord. It's just that, you know, some preachers ain't no better than some boss jocks. Just read the paper, these perfect. Yeah, I still remember. Daddy walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own. And I used to enjoy staying, not only just for the service that you had to stay for. I stayed for the procedures, the baptisms, and the weddings. I remember Reverend Felcher was getting ready to marry these two 80-year-old people. Their first spousal units had long since died. And these two 80-year-olds are standing there at the altar. And I said, Reverend Felcher, is there any difference in the procedure when you're marrying two 80-year-old people as opposed to two, like, 21-year-old bride and groom? He said, yeah, with the 80-year-olds, instead of having them say, I do, we have them say, I used to.
It's Thursday, live in the studio with the Grease Man on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.